Welcome to Pass the Mic, a podcast for young women with big ideas.
We are your hosts, Ella and Jessie, here on the mic to give you the rundown on the shit that matters. Welcome back, everyone, to Pass the Mic. Sorry for the wee delay on this episode. We know it wasn't up on our usual time and day, but we're here now. Hopefully it's all well and good. How are you going, Ella?
I am great. We had like so much going on at the start of the week. It was obviously the first day back at uni and we both had like 2 to 3 things.
I literally had 4 things due, which is insane. Oh God, on one day. No, actually 5. No, it was 5. Because you suddenly were like, oh no, this is due as well. I'm like, oh great, I'll do that now.
Yeah, so there was a lot going on. And like I'd already done most of it, but it's like finishing touches, wanting to like read over things, yeah, and get other people to read over things and like make sure everything's up to the right standard. And so then that's like very stressful. And then it's like the first day of uni where you have to like start figuring out how to use Zoom, because I didn't have a Zoom login until Monday and I had no idea how anything works.
I decided I thought I might hop on it the day before. I was like, okay, I probably should create an account today just so like tomorrow when I want to join a class I don't have to go through that whole process.
But I tried to join my first class and then it told me I couldn't just do it online. I had to like download the Zoom app onto my laptop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what the fuck, I didn't know this was a thing. Now I'm like late to my first class, which is super great. But yeah, that has been my week so far. I finished Tiger King.
The thing is, okay, I started it and I got halfway through, but I just got bored because I started it while it was so hyped up, and I just don't think, for me personally, it lived up to the hype, so I kind of just stopped.
See, that's exactly what I said, and I said the exact same thing, and then okay, I only ended up finishing watching it because I've been, like, Netflix partying it with my boyfriend. But
I haven't tried Netflix party. Do you recommend?
Well, we do Netflix party and then also like call at the same time.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's just a chat room and you could just literally have Facebook open another tab, but it's
I've been
okay.
Doing similar with my boyfriend, but we've been watching The Circle, which is all right. We're a bit late on that as well, but it's not too bad. But Tiger King, I'm sorry, like I know it was literally like the biggest thing ever, and I just, it's good, yeah, but it's like at the end of the day I don't really want to support it because all the people in there are horrible and they really don't deserve the fame that they crave so much, honestly. And I just can't, like, I don't know, I just can't really
just
get behind
so
it as
much.
Much
shit went down and I'm like, how the hell is this real? And then I was just sitting there in bed last night and I'm like, this is like the real life office, like
yeah,
just like a camera crew filming them at work, and it's nuts. Like, ugh.
It's the sort of thing that you wouldn't, it had the same element of the show Don't Fuck With Cats, but the thing was, because it was like crazy characters, like it was a story you've never heard before and it was so out of this world, you were surprised you've never heard about it. But I think the issue I had and I kept saying is there was no person to root for in the show. So
yeah,
there was
I
no likable
like
character.
Anyone.
Yeah, the
like,
only
it
people
was
I was
like
rooting
this
for
feud
was the tigers.
Between two people, and you didn't like either of the people.
I know, because, like, at the end of the day, I was just like, this is just sad for the poor animals involved that are just trapped in these horrible cages with these horrible people monitoring them, and there was no light at the end of the tunnel. Like, there was no character, like, that was going to come out and be like, I'm going to save the day. Like, no, it was just shit around, and I just can't understand. Like, I understand, like, they're all crazy characters, and they're not likable, but they're funny. Like, they're funny to impersonate, etc. So that's why I think it's taken off the way it did. But I get the hype, but at the end of the day, like, the series is good, but it's not anywhere near as good as I expected it to be with the way everyone was talking about it.
Yeah. It was a bit, like, as I said when I first started watching it, I wasn't that into it. I didn't think it was that great. At the end, like, yeah, like, there are, I wouldn't say plot twists, but there's just, like, a lot of shock factor and, like, moments where you're like, how the hell is this even a thing? And why have I not heard about this? But I don't know. Like, I'm sure some people will be into it. I probably agree with you that the reason that I wasn't as into it is because there was so much hype on the internet, and so I went in with such huge expectations. Mm. Like, if it was just me watching it, like, the day it came out and no one had really seen it yet, I probably would have sat through and been like, oh, this is, like, this is kind of cool, this is strange, this is different. But because
I think I would have been the same.
Blown so much ear up its ass, it's just kind of a bit underwhelming.
Yeah.
But what have you been doing this week?
Honestly, like you said, finishing assignments, but I'm not going to get into that anymore because I don't want to stress anyone out and I don't really think anyone wants to hear me talking about me writing essays. But I did have a chance. We posted this in our story and it was a recommendation that I really want to give on here as well. And it was the Shit You Should Care About podcast. We've talked about the account on here quite a few times. They're really great. They're run by three New Zealand girls and they post daily like news updates and they really like, as the title says, like it's shit you should care about, but they've just started their podcast and it was really, really well done. And I wanted to give them a wee shout out on here because I think it's a very similar style to ours. It's a bit more on the educational side. If you really want to get more into like the depths of like news and like just straight up information, I guess. And
yeah,
it was just really good. So I would recommend that.
Very nice. I don't know if I have a recommendation because I don't think Tiger King is my recommendation. I did watch, as people know, I love Bella Fiore and her Mystery Mondays, but there's been this girl that has popped up on my YouTube, like, recommended page for ages, and I think it's just because her name is, like, almost the same as mine. Her name's Ellen O'Neill, and, like, spelled the same way as my last name is spelled. But she does, like, crime videos. And I watched one that came out the other day. And it was the first time I ever watched one of her videos. And it was about, there was, like, okay, for those of you, just Google the Lululemon murder. First of all, it's so well under wraps. There was, like, people murdered in a Lululemon store. One, how is this not, like, more public? They've done such a good job at hiding this. It was in, like, 2011, and it's kind of, like, an insane case. But that's my recommendation for the week. If you like true crime, go give it a little Google.
Cause I'm going to have to, because now I'm just confused, and I want to know what happened. But that's...
Well, I don't want to spoil it, because there are, like, a bit of plot twists. But...
Okay.
Give it a wee Google and see what happens. Or go and watch her videos.
Okay, what was the name again? Sorry? It was something
new. Ellen O'Neill.
That's so weird. Have you ever met someone, like, with that similar of a name to you or even the exact same name as you?
I follow, like, a few people on Instagram with my exact name because I wanted to just see what they looked like.
What?
But in, like, year 9, I'd, like, search up people with my name and be like, oh.
And look at their accounts and, like, see all the other Ellen O'Neills.
Yeah, really? Spelled the same way as me.
I haven't done that. Maybe I should do that as well. That's kind of fun. I've seen when people add, when people add like all the people with the same name in like a group chat, and then they like.
I feel like I'd be too awkward to be the one that initiated that.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of pressure to. I didn't even know what you were talking about. Just discussing.
Like have a good conversation. Just be like, "Hi guys, we all have the same name. Isn't that crazy?" I wonder if anyone has the same middle name. Probably not. But
you'd be surprised, honestly.
I don't have a basic 7 billion middle people? Name. So if my middle name was something like Rose or Anne or, I don't know, Marie or what are other something basic classic. Middle names?
Well, mine's Jane. Jane. I think that's very basic. Yeah. Very common.
Then I feel like you could find someone with your exact name, but I don't really have a common middle name.
Well, on the topic of middle, I don't even know how I would segment that, but let's move on from the topic maybe of middle names and get into the episode. Show.
That was the worst segue that I've ever heard in my life, but good try, Jesse.
And now for a slightly different sort of week in recap, because it is slightly longer than a week, but it's still a recap. From the last episode, let's just say. Okay, Ella, what have you got for us?
Some of my I don't have many, but these are the things that have been popping up on my feeds on across like all social media platforms a lot recently. And probably the big things I'd say that have been catching my attention. The first one I think I should start with is just more Ellen drama, which I'm kind of loving. I'm kind of frothing a little bit. But basically, it's come out that she has a new crew for her at-home show. I think most of you will know that she, even during quarantine, she's putting out her daily, I don't know if it's the same length or like what's going on, but she has like a daily at home talk show from just her house, but she has a different crew for that, and her old crew isn't getting paid, doesn't really know what's happening with their jobs. She hasn't rehired them. She just have different people. There's more allegations that have come out by Nikki from Nikki Tutorials, who said that she wasn't allowed to use the bathroom while she was on the Ellen show because it was reserved for the bigger stars that were there at the time, who were the Jonas Brothers and other people. So she basically just like couldn't go to the toilet and she'd have to leave to go to the toilet.
I'm surprised it hasn't been like addressed by her personally or even like her team or her like just the show, because it's quite a big news story at this point, and a lot more, like, as you said, like, it's just unraveling, and it, people, more and more people are talking about and bringing up their personal experiences. So I don't understand
like,
why.
There are, like, so many people who have said that she's rude, so many people who work on the show that said that she's a horrible person or they aren't getting paid now. Like, the way that they treat guests on the show, the fact that, like, her jail comments, which I understand, like, if you do look at it, it wasn't coming from a place of hate, but I don't think that it was something that should have been
said. It was just uncalled for. It was
and
just,
it was just very privileged, and missed the mark completely. But I just, I agree. I don't understand how this is something that she hasn't made a comment on, or has she hasn't made a comment on any of them, which is strange. Like, not even really on the jail comment. She hasn't made a public statement on literally anything going on at the moment. And it is a big story that has kind of gone global because people care about it, because she's someone who preaches kindness and like puts herself on this pedestal as being an amazing person. But I don't know. I once again, I am interested to see how it unravels, see what happens, because I don't know. I want to know how she's gonna handle something like this,
and if anything else resurfaces, I guess.
Well, in my opinion, I just feel like she's just gonna not say anything, hope it goes away, and then just keep being her.
Yeah, like, I see that happening.
My perfect self, and she just won't address it at all. Which I do not, like, some people have the privilege to do that and still have a massive group of fans and following that will still support them, so I feel like that will work out for her, but I don't think she's really learning the lesson of the things that people are saying about her and actually admitting to any wrongdoings, which is kind of shit.
Admitting to fault, like, even just with the Nikki Tutorial comments, how she felt really unwelcomed and just, like, had an overall bad experience, like, I'd be surprised, even if she just privately reached out, I guess would never know, but,
And
it's
not
surprising.
Even, like, she was a guest that went on who was just, like, I don't know, some movie star who was a bit rude that Ellen didn't really care about. Like, she's someone who was going on speaking out on LGBTQ plus rights, which Ellen is, like, obviously a big supporter of. Like, they have a lot in common for the things that they support, the things that they've gone through in their life. Like, she's not just someone who is just kind of a placeholder there who's been put on the show to promote a new movie. Like, she was obviously invited on because of her video. So I don't know, I just, like, I expected more from that situation because it seems like something Ellen should care about and should praise because she went through an entire coming out episode which made headlines, and this is basically the modern day equivalent, like a huge coming out video that, like, it reached everyone, not just people who followed her, because I didn't follow her in the first place. Like, I have watched, like, her videos and the power of makeup videos, and, like, she, like, turned herself into the Grinch, but
she's an amazing artist,
she's an amazing makeup artist, but it got so many more views than her usual videos, and it was such a big thing to comment on, especially because of the blackmail side of things, so I just expected Ellen to
also,
I know,
I read
care more.
Nikki declined pretty much every other, like, talk show she was asked to be on, and just did Ellen out of, like, just not respect, I would say, but, like, just because she wanted to maybe just do it once, and she was going to do it with probably, like, arguably the biggest talk show host.
And
it would make sense,
kind of relate to her.
It would make sense, like, to be with Ellen rather than any other, like, talk show. So I feel bad for Nikki.
I just feel like she deserved more respect. And I don't know, I feel like it's even, like, all of the compilations of videos coming out in the past where Ellen, like, treats people rude on her show. There was one where she like forced Mariah Carey to drink champagne to prove that she wasn't pregnant because there was pregnancy rumors going around.
Yeah, I did see that one.
Instead of just like accepting the fact that she didn't want to talk about it, she like forced her to drink champagne to be like, well, if you're not pregnant, then drink it. Like, which is such an invasion of privacy, and she's just wanting to get ratings and views, or like, I don't know. It's just so many things like that where you can see that she's been rude to people on the show and they seem a little bit uncomfortable. But I'm just surprised overall that there hasn't been any statements made.
Yeah, I completely agree.
It's not something that has been talked about.
Okay. What do you got next
my
for us?
My next thing is kind of similar, I guess. But Michael Bublé and his wife, I'm not going to try to pronounce her name, I'm really sorry, but she's a Spanish actress, I think, I believe, or Latina actress, I don't know. But they have been doing Instagram Lives every day at 4 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time from his or her, both of the Instagram accounts. But there have been allegations that came out that basically he is abusing her, or people who have watched them think that like it's an abusive relationship. It started because there was a few of them where one, she was cooking and she turned up 2 minutes late for the live, so he was sitting there for 2 minutes by himself and he was really shitty. And then when the camera turned off at the end after the hour was done, he was like, I'm gonna kill you, like, and when he thought the camera was off. And then there was another one where they both went to say hello at the start of it at the same time, and then he didn't like the fact that she talked over him, so he like elbowed her in the side.
I actually did see this, and I watched that particular video, and it was alarming, but it wasn't like it was. I understand how they can be mad, and this is spun out of control, because I really can see it going both ways, because, again, like, we've only seen, like, a few clips that are concerning, but it's hard to, like, point the finger and be, like, as some have, to say that he is abusive or that she is in an abusive relationship. So I'm really torn, because obviously, yeah, like, it's... I want to, like, help her, but I at the same time, it can be uncalled for people just to randomly be, like, this is what I've seen and this is what is happening, when it might not be the case.
The things that got me the most were probably the commentary and the comments around, especially on Facebook, because a lot of these articles, the first time I saw them, did pop up from, like, the Daily Mail or Washington Post, I think, BuzzFeed, on Facebook articles. And there was, the comments were very split, where there were people who were like, I've been in relationships before, like, where teasing or, like, play fighting like that is normal. So from my point of view, I can't see anything wrong. This just looks, like, normal to me. But if she is going through anything, like, I wouldn't want to, like, downplay that. And then other people who are like, no, she definitely, it's the way that she reacted. Like, she looks scared.
Yeah.
And then people who are like, well, if she's come out and made a statement, I don't think we should get involved, because she came out and said, like, this is ridiculous. Like, my relationship is fine. I stand by him and, like, our relationship. So it's hard, because it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, if someone... There's a lot of different layers where it's, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't necessarily think that there's anything going on, but there's a lot of commentary that says that people think that there is. But then people sparked the argument of, well, if this was, like, a friend of yours where they said nothing was wrong, but you just had a gut feeling that something was wrong, or just you kind of knew something was wrong, then because they've said something, do you just stop, or do you just, like, still try to help them? Like,
yeah, that's
really
tough.
Which I think is a different situation to this, because, like, this isn't friends trying to help her. This is just, like, people on the internet kind of jumping on a bandwagon. But
again, like, we don't know their, like, personal relationship. We only see when the camera's on, how they act, or, and, like, everyone can act different when in that kind of mode, when they are, like, doing an Instagram Live or whatever. So it's so hard to tell, and it's, I understand where people are coming from a good place, because they are concerned. But if she has come out and even asked for people to stop allegations, to stop not harassing her, but, like, saying these comments, I think that can be respected. But, like, if concerning behavior continues to happen from, like, seen in the Instagram Lives, I think that's when I hope something happens. Maybe it will be toned down now. Are they even continuing doing the Instagram lives? Like, that with all this backlash, I guess, because honestly, I feel like all the comments would just be that, and it wouldn't actually be what the content is, because aren't they, like, teaching Spanish in them?
Well, he talks Spanish because she's Spanish, and so, I don't know, there's different videos. There's, like, cooking videos, or there are, like, Spanish videos.
Yeah.
Or just, like, general chit-chatty videos about what's going on in their lives. But I think, from what I've gathered, the most of the bad commentary aren't from the people actually watching the lives. It's from people who are seeing this on secondary platforms, who are just seeing these, like, small snippets of videos, and then commenting on other platforms. So I feel like they're not getting too much hate on their lives unless people are leaving those secondary platforms and going onto it in order to just comment or watch and see for themselves.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're still continuing, and after the statement, he hasn't made a statement and she hasn't made a statement again. So I feel like it probably will just die down, but I think it's interesting when it's made a lot of commentary on the fact, especially after Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and all that, like, these kind of things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In Hollywood, where it is kind of more important to talk about, I guess, what is normalized or what young people are seeing as normal behavior, which might not be.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. What have you got for us next?
My last one today is basically just the Disney reunion that happened.
There's I'm glad you brought this up
to talk about. I think this rumors started about a week or two ago, where it just said that the High School Musical cast was going to come back for a 10-year reunion. How long's it been?
It was just like a fun reunion, I think.
Yeah, just like a reunion during quarantine, I guess. And there were all of those rumors, and everyone thought it was going to be like, I don't know, like a few weeks away or a month away, and then all of a sudden they announced it, like, it's tonight. And so a lot of people tuned in. It was more than just the High School Musical cast. There was, like, Ariana Grande, a lot of people just singing Disney songs, like John Stamos.
And it was the Disney Plus cast, right? Like the TV show cast?
High School Musical, the musical, the series cast, all kind of singing. We're all on this together. Zac Efron didn't sing, which a lot of people were annoyed about. They said that they asked him too late to be a part of it. But I don't know. It's just a bit disappointing because every single High School Musical reunion that has happened, he hasn't been a part of, which is just so shit.
When and he is the main character.
I know. And you see videos and interviews of him. Like, I remember when he did the movie We Are Your Friends.
Oh my god, with, like, I can't watch that video.
And they're, like, playing Breaking Free for him, and he just has no idea what the song is. He doesn't even, like, realize that it's his song. He doesn't know the name of it. He's like, is it called Soaring Flying?
To be
fair, any of the words.
He didn't sing that song, because in the first movie, another actor was the singer.
But
so,
still.
I gotta give him, like, that,
even
but, like,
if you want to break away from this is what made your career. Like, I'm sorry. You should be appreciative for it. And there was also other things in that interview that pissed me off, where they were playing, I can't remember what they were playing, but they were playing some One Direction song, and all three of them sat there, and they're like, oh, this isn't the kind of music I listen to. Is this from the 80s? Like, this sounds like, I've never heard this before. It's like, are you taking the fucking piss? One Direction is, like, one of the biggest bands on the planet, especially at the time period that you were doing this interview, and you guys just seem so ignorant. And it just kind of pisses me off that he didn't join in, and even if it is supposedly too late, you could just sing on live in time with everyone else. Like, you don't have to be a dick about it.
But one thing I saw was Charli D'Amelio in it for whatever reason.
Yes. it wasn't just the High School Musical cast. It was the High School Musical cast and then the High School Musical, the musical, the series cast, which I think everyone knows is the new show on Disney Plus, where it's basically set at East High and they perform High School Musical. But it's not like a remake or a sequel or a prequel or anything like that. So they had all of that cast, and then all of a sudden, just, like, halfway through, just Charli D'Amelio pops in and starts doing dances, and everyone's like, the fuck? Like, she has nothing to do with Disney. Why is she here? Like, good on her. She's getting paid shit tons for this. Like,
I just wish it was relevant.
Like, she's building her platform, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't understand why they reached out to her. Because it's not her fault at all. Like, good on her for taking the opportunities that come her way. But, like, what are the Disney bosses thinking? She has no connection to Disney at all.
Especially with majority of the people who adore High School Musical are probably over, like, 17, I want to say. So
I know. They're older. They're not like, the demographic.
It's not 14-year-olds.
I've even talked about this with younger kids or, like, my step-siblings where they have no idea what High School Musical is. They have no idea who these people are. And they're like, the demographic of TikTok, like 10 years old and like a little bit
older. Like, it makes no sense.
People, and like most people will be like, who is this girl? Was she an extra from the movie?
Like, yeah, honestly, I feel like there'll be some like 20 somethings being like, who is she? Like, I don't get it.
Because I did see like Ariana Grande was on it because she's not a Disney kid, she's a Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they've kind of not really stuck. Like, I understand that it's more for during the pandemic and they want to, like, bring light to the situation, but it's still, like, I don't know. Like, you could have got, like, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez. Like, yeah, maybe they said no, but, like, I don't know. I feel like you're just trying to get all of the big names that will attract as many people to get as many views as you can.
With it actually not being Disney-rooted with, like, actual past Disney stars, or even current ones, I guess, so it doesn't really flow, does it?
Sorry, I'm yawning. But yeah, I don't know. It was a bit strange, but I overall enjoyed it. I haven't really watched... I probably should have done some more research, but I don't actually know how long the entire thing was. I haven't watched much else except for a little bit of Ariana's and then the High School Musical.
I don't know how accessible the whole thing was here in New Zealand, so I've only seen like clips of it.
Yeah, but they did have other people, you know, there was like John Stamos was involved. I don't even know, but they had like quite a few people who were singing just Disney songs from the past. It was strange. And I don't think it was what people expected, and I honestly think people would have appreciated it more. Because no one was expecting it to come out this soon, but I think people would have appreciated it more if they took a few more weeks and did try to get Zac Efron involved or try to get some more people involved that made sense to be there. But, I mean, hey, they want to get views and make money, so good on them, I guess.
Can see both sides.
They're doing what they're set out to do, so interesting. Very interesting.
Have you got anything else?
And that is all I have for the rapid recap for this week. There was one other thing that popped into my head while I started talking about this, but I honestly can't remember what it was now.
I honestly was going to say it kind of leads on, because did you watch the Together at Home concert, which was similar, but it was like a lot of other artists. It was organised by Lady Gaga.
I just saw that Charlie Puth didn't make his bed.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That was the only thing I saw about it. Like, everyone was like, it's really interesting to see what rooms these celebrities decided to film in. And there was Charlie Puth just sitting at his desk and his room was a mess behind him and he didn't make his bed. And everyone's like, this is just like a mood.
That's quite funny. I watched a very small amount of it. I watched Taylor's performance and I watched that final performance with like Celine Dion and Lady Gaga, and it was really well done.
There was also a lot of criticism online though for people, because it was for the World Health Organization, or raising money for the World Health Organization.
It raised a lot of money, like over $100 million, I'm pretty sure.
Why are you raising money for this organization that failed to declare a pandemic, like, when it should have, which has kind of led to so many people dying because they said it wasn't as much of an issue as like what it actually was. So a lot of people were annoyed.
I think people just are annoyed in general at the moment, so then they just have to like express that in some way. But like at the end of the day, what Lady Gaga organized is so good, and I watched it, and in between every clip, like every singer was only singing about one song, and in between all these, it was showing every like NHS worker like saying their story, saying like how everything is going, and that's what it really focused on. So I really appreciate that, because it can be like overwhelming if it was just celebrities being not tone deaf, but just like saying kind of the same thing over and over. But I like that it was showing the people on the front lines, like straight up their stories and how they're feeling and how they're going and how the situation is going. So
were the people that need our praise right now, because even though we talk about like Jacinda, who is doing a great job, and then we talk about like or not even us, but just the media focuses so much on the shitty job that Trump and stuff is doing. No one's really, everyone's just talking about the leaders of the world. No one's talking about all of these people who are putting, like, I get everyone's putting their lives on hold, but they're, some people aren't able to see their children because they can't risk infecting their children for, like, months at a time. Like, they're just, like, working back-to-back shifts. Like, we should be talking about the people who are working in supermarkets or the people who are working as nurses or as doctors or in the ICU, like, on the front lines doing what needs to be done. Because at the end of the day, these are kind of the people who are doing the most important job. Yes, they're not the ones who are, like, changing legislation or putting laws in place in order to, like, keep the rest of the public safe, but they're kind of helping the ones that are already infected or who are in vulnerable situations. So, like, they need support and they need to, like, actually be praised for what they're doing.
Lastly, for this week's episode, I wanted to bring up a little just thing I noticed on my Instagram. I followed Trend Mood. If you don't know what it is, they basically just post images and, like, launch dates for any makeup products and when new products come out, or a discussion about any sort of thing that's makeup related. So it is a very niche account to follow. And I saw one post in particular that was on my feed, and it was Jeffree Star's new mirror line, and it was in collaboration. Well, not in collaboration, but, like,
in the light of
420. Yeah, and again, I wanted to talk about that. No one even gave a fuck that it was 420 the other day just because of everything that's going on, and I felt really bad because I remember when this was hyped up like a year ago and everyone was like freaking out that no one
Now we
really
have like
cared.
Bigger things to worry about and bigger fish to fry, so it's,
but
like, wow.
Anyways, this mirror line was kind of like in favor of that. They were all green and they were kind of like the weed shaped, I guess. But what I saw was the comments were all about people saying it's tone deaf to release products during a pandemic. Like, why would people spend their money on this right now? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, why are you launching products, etc.? And I kind of wanted to lead that to, like, the bigger debate of, like, should businesses just fully stop everything they're doing because, like, in light of what's happening in the world, but also businesses have to run as usual when they can because they need to stay afloat.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump in with my opinion. My answer is no. I don't think that you should just expect a business to stop or stop creating things or stop releasing anything at the moment, because that is people's livelihoods. Like that is how some people are making their money. I think it's a different story if they're trying to profit off the pandemic, but Jeffree is not trying to do this at all. And it's not just him. It's like the wider discussion of everyone on, like, online businesses, especially at the moment. But
yeah,
he's not trying to profit off the pandemic. It's not like he's making, like, face masks.
This wasn't related at all.
It's not related at all. I don't think you can get angry at him at all. He's just keeping his company afloat. He's not profiting off the pandemic. Like, it's different to, like, designer companies making, like, really expensive face masks or, like, face masks that aren't up to standard.
Yeah, like
so
we talked about with Natalie Rolle.
Yeah, like, that's different. That's people trying to profit off the situation and jump on a bandwagon and say, oh, this is a great time to do this. But yes, I think that's wrong. But what he is doing is nothing like that. He's just keeping his business afloat. He's releasing something that's completely unrelated to the situation that he would have released anyway, that he probably, for those of people who don't understand business, he probably designed these like a year ago. And
yeah, these would have been in production for months.
Because, like, 420 was something that everyone knew was coming because that's how time works. Like, it will eventually get there. Like, he probably didn't create these during the pandemic. He just only released them to his website now. And you can't expect him to not release anything or release them late when they have no relevance to 420 anymore, when he probably did start making these or designing these or manufacturing these, like, before the pandemic even started.
And, like, especially, he would lose money if this wasn't launched, if that makes sense. And it could lead to his business going under. And then again, like, people who rely, like, who love his, like, business, who love him, like, that would just be really sad to see because it's so successful, has been, like, arguably one of the most successful makeup companies of the year last year. So it was strange to see that people are firing back, because I understand where they're coming from, saying, like, people are dying, like, is this necessary? But at the end of the day, like you said, no one's forcing you to buy something it's all down to personal, like, preference. And if you want to support like Jeffrey during this time.
We're going
to
donate if you buy, or, like, buying this will support this. He's having no relation to the pandemic at all. Like,
yeah,
he's not forcing you to buy it. He's not trying to guilt you into buying it. He's not saying it, buying it, supporting the community. He's not saying that, like, buying it will fix your health or make you less likely to get it. He's literally just selling his product that he was already planning on selling before this even started, which I don't see anything wrong with. And I honestly think that the people who are complaining just want to jump on a bandwagon and have a problem with something at the moment because they feel like they have no control in their lives because they're stuck at home. And so they want to shit on the people who are kind of having control over their situation.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that's just with anything going on at the moment. Like, people, it's uncertain times, so people just don't know how to react to anything. So I think a natural reaction can just be anger. So anything that they might not deem important to them personally during this time isn't necessarily what other people deem as important, because if, let's say, you're a large supporter of Jeffree Star and you want to support his business during that time, that is completely valid and fair. But because obviously anyone would do the same to their, like, personal ties with any businesses, because you don't want to see your favorite, like, coffee shop or your favorite store, like, down the street that can't rely on, like, being a huge business and staying afloat that way. We have to do what we can to help them stay alive, because they might not be here at the end of this lockdown or pandemic or whatever, because sadly that's just how it's going to go.
And I have actually seen a lot of influencers or people who are following us online or people with YouTube channels just, like, post a list of local businesses, like, around them, and, like, especially this has mainly been in Australia where things are still open or people are allowed to leave, but they're kind of recommended to stay at home, where people are like, order takeaway from this cafe, or, like, yeah, they just opened, like, support them, still support your local businesses, like, they're still struggling at this time and they might go under because of this, so still just try to help them and work around them. Like, you can order takeaway from these places. Obviously we can't do that in New Zealand because everything shut down, and so that is going to affect businesses in a different way. But I have actually seen a lot of influencers or people with followings, which I think is great, be like, support these local businesses, not just saying support my business, but they're like, support these other people who I have seen in my community that, like, just opened up or that might be struggling because I have seen that they, like, don't have as many customers, like, order takeaway, do what you can. Or there has even been online, I watch a lot of cooking YouTubers because I don't know, I like to starve myself and just make myself hungry while watching these lovely videos. But there's a few called, there's two that I mainly watch who did a collaboration with themselves and other people. There's Binging with Babish, and if you haven't heard of him, he's great. You should go watch him. He makes food he makes food from TV shows or movies. So, like, he makes,
that's cool,
like, Krabby Patties or like the, oh, I can't even remember what the dish was, like the shepherd's pie mixed with a trifle from Friends, or just like all of these random things that are made on TV and then says if they're actually good, or then like tries to make them better and like does the specific recipe and then does his own recipe to make it better, which is really good. And then there's another one called Joshua Wiseman who he just like makes his videos are really great because they're artistic, but they're also just, like, really good. And that's where I got my fried chicken recipe from, if you saw that I made fried chicken at the start of lockdown. But they had done a collaboration with a pile of other YouTubers where they're encouraging people to, especially in the States, once again, where things are still open, to, like, support local businesses by ordering extra takeaway and then using the takeaway to have leftovers the next day and, like, make those leftovers into something to support the local businesses around them.
Yeah.
Because, like, supermarkets are never going to go under. Supermarkets are making so much money at the moment. Like, there are so many things that are thriving and that are getting, like, heaps of foot traffic at the moment. And, like, obviously, yeah, I don't think retail stores will really go under, because when it comes back, people are, I feel like, just going to jump back on that and go shopping again as usual. But it's these stores like the cafes or the smaller, mainly food-related businesses, where it's, like, their product's probably gone off, or if they buy things in bulk, it's, like, now they haven't been able to use all of this milk that they've stocked up or all of these vegetables, and now it's, like, they're kind of suffering because of that, because, like, are people really going to go out and buy from them? Like, I understand that people are going to go out and buy food because, like, everyone's probably going to go get some Macca's or KFC or, like, whatever fast food they've been craving and missing over this period, but no one's really going to go out for lunch at a cafe.
It's also important to note that there is an account, well, not an account, a website that has launched recently in New Zealand where it's called Shop Kiwi Online, and you can add your own personal, like, small business if you're an owner, or you can find other businesses on there that need to be supported during this time. So I think that's a really cool thing that's launched that I saw recently on my feed. But yeah, it's just supporting the people you would usually do, like your local coffee shop or your local stores that you would usually shop in, because again, like, we aren't, like, there's no birthdays, so no one's buying birthday presents. There's, like, it's small stuff, like niche stuff like that, that aren't going to get the support even after the lockdown, like you said, with retail stores and stuff. Like, they will, the demand won't be there, essentially, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because it is going to affect our lives a lot, and not just because we're probably going to end up going into a recession and people aren't going to have as much disposable income to spend on these things, but it's like, overall, just like, even going into level two, which we probably don't really understand what that means right now, but people are still going to be like afraid to go outside, or still going to want to spend as much time inside as possible. So people probably are going to be ordering takeaway from restaurants, or aren't going to be spending as much time in malls. They're just going to be more online shopping, or aren't going to go out and get coffee with their friends. They're going to invite their friends to come over to their house to make coffee, which is things that we haven't really seen in the past with, like, just how the world works. And so I feel like it is going to affect these businesses, that even when they are able to come back, or level three starts or level two starts, and they do get their opportunity to start running again, they're still going to take a huge hit, because now they're paying for their staff to be there, and they're paying for maybe their rent again if their rent stops from places like malls because they aren't able to use the facilities. And so they're paying for their power and all of this stuff, but they aren't making back their targets that they need to make in order to stay afloat. So I feel like it's going to be very difficult for a lot of people, which sucks if it's the time that you've chosen to start a business, which I feel like a lot of people will be in that situation.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's just so sad to see.
And that is all for this week's episode, guys. I'm sorry that it's come a little bit later in the week, but I hope you guys can understand. Obviously, a lot of people are probably in the same situation as us, being uni students or being school students, or just like having things start back up again. It's a stressful situation. I hope you guys are all okay and looking forward to going into level three on the 27th or 28th of April, next Monday. But I would just like to remind,
it's confusing because it's midnight, so it's like, do you call it the Tuesday or do you call it the Wednesday night? So it's kind of just, I don't know what to call it. Just that.
But, yeah, I just would like to remind everyone that just because we're moving into different levels, obviously, which has been reiterated by, like, leaders of our country, but just, like, remember to stay inside as much as you can. It's basically just level four with Maccas. I don't think it's any reason to get slack or to try to binge your way around the rules too significantly, because
yeah,
it just affects people. And if we want to get out of this as soon as possible and end up in a good position where we can go back to as close to life as normal as possible, then I think we just need to do our part to look after each other, stay inside, even if it sucks, even if you're with your family and they're getting on your nerves. Just try to do what you can to enjoy your experience and do the things that you haven't been able to do in the past because you're too busy. And yeah, just stay inside, look after yourselves, be safe.
Yeah, we can all push through this because it will be over.
We've already made it through the hard part, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. It's just so
okay, touch
uncertain
wood.
Times are so freaky, but yeah, double knock on that one. But anyways, if you did like the episode, please be sure to follow us or subscribe to us, depending on what platform you're on, and give us a little rating, even if you want, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. If you want to see more from us, you can go to our Instagram, which is at passthemic.podcast. We were posting all sorts of content over there, so head on there if you want to get more.
And yeah, that is about all. Guys, take some vitamin C tablets. Make sure you're being healthy. Look after yourselves. Enjoy yourselves. And we will be back in your ears as soon as possible. We will see what happens. We might post again. We might post again on Monday, or we will see. Once again, we're just kind of playing everything by ear in this time period, depending on how much comes out in the news or how much we have to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
But once again, if you have anything you want us to talk about or have anything that you'd like
to hear us discuss that we may not have heard, or just things that we haven't discussed in as much detail as you would like, send us a DM. Jessie said Instagram is at passthemic.podcast, and we'll be on your ears as soon as possible. Bye.